everybody, and welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I've missed you guys.
Oh, I've missed everyone.
What a crazy year already.
What a crazy 2023.
And it's only like not that far in. What, a couple weeks?
We're just a few days in, but I think it goes to show this is going to be a big year.
It's going to be a big year, a good year, a great year. I hope that you all had the most fantastic holiday that was just full of love and hanging out and just doing nothing. I hope you were like bears that were like, time to hibernate for a minute. Let's recharge, you know?
Yeah, were you?
I was the most... I'm the type of person where I am a homebody. You know this, Jess. Yeah. I will always choose to stay in. And we were like on the move the entire holiday. I've never been to more sports games in my life, except for when I was like only banging athletes, which I'm not doing now. So I'm going to sports games without banging someone on the team, which is awesome.
Yes, which is amazing. So much less stress.
Way less stressful, especially if you're kind of hooking up with two people on the team and it's like, both their families. No! You know, it's just much easier when, you know, you keep the cookie out of everyone's face.
Yes.
Or not. That's also fun. You do you, boo. I hope everyone was safe and healthy and happy, but a lot happened. Lisa Rinna is not going to be on Housewives anymore.
I know. I was dying to ask you how you felt about this, but I said I'm going to wait for the podcast. So let loose. How do you feel?
Sad.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time, that I watch reality TV from an entertainment standpoint, and also I know the drill. And she poured her heart and soul, and you may not have liked her, but she was what everyone was talking about. And she was just open and always honest. And that's what we want. And I think all of these people who are like, yay, she's gone. Well, you better hope that someone, there are big shoes to fill. You may have not liked her, but you are tuning in to see the drama, all right? You guys can't sit here and talk about, oh, we like this cast. Boring. Mm-hmm. All I see are Z's. I'm trying to watch the inside of my eyelids instead of that cast that some of y'all have put together. My God. You know?
Like, you're talking the people who go on socials and they're like, dream
this would,
cast.
Dream cast? You're right. It is dream. I'll be snoozing. I'd be snoozing if that's the cast. My God.
I'll be dreaming.
So you're right. It is the dream cast. Whoosh, whoosh. We're here falling asleep. In other Housewives news, Jen fucking Shaw. No.
Oh, man. Yeah. What do you think?
A lot of people were saying that, like, she should have gotten more time. Mm-hmm. Who am I to be the judge of that? 6.5 years seems like, woof. I wouldn't want that much time.
Yeah.
My whole thing was that they, like, confiscated a bunch of counterfeit designer shit from her house.
Wait, I didn't. Oh, I did read this.
Yes.
Not knowing it was fake?
Yes. So there is this person who calls me and is like, hey, there's this woman who lives near me and she sells like fake designer stuff. Now, I don't like that. Mm. Okay. If I'm going to spend the money on something designer, then I'm just going to like save my pennies and go buy the real thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because I just wanted to see the goods. Just wanted to see. There was this amazing Gucci jacket, fake. And you can tell that it's fake because where the stitching is, they put it, like, it'll be off. Like, let's just say you have Louis Vuitton. And if the corners don't match, it's usually a fake. Like, it's pretty seamless the way they do their stitching and how they match up the LVs and all of that shit.
Right.
I know this, obviously. My grandmama was bougie. We're not bougie, but like she was totally bougie. And I asked the price because I'm curious. $800.
For a fake?
For a fake!
Then why not just, I mean, granted, I get it. This is going to sound like privilege and whatever. Like, why not just buy the real thing? But from someone whose only designer bags are the ones that were gifted to me from my boss, Lala Kent, I'm not spending $800 on anything that's fake. If I'm going to spend $800, I'll save up another $800.
I have a hard time spending $800 on something that's real.
I was going to say.
Like, I don't need it that bad.
Yeah, you like know? $80 on a good quality purse. I'm like, I'm investing, but here I go.
I'm not that desperate. I don't need you to think I'm bougie by wearing Gucci. Like, yeah. I'll just wear a normal jacket from Zara and tell you it's real Zara, authentic Zara on my body right now.
Do you think a lot of people do this?
Yes.
Really?
A ton of people. Yes.
Was this person who was selling them, I don't want to blow up anyone's spot, but making them themselves, or you think they were just getting them from?
I think they get them from somewhere. Okay. But I just can't get down with that. But Jen Shah was clearly getting down with this and that and just doing all the fraudulent shit ever.
Yeah.
But it just is so horrifying. And someone else I know did something similar where, like, they go on and profess innocence. And it's just like, if there's just the tiniest chance that you could get caught, like, just don't. Profess your innocence, because it just looks really bad.
And then when you're proven guilty, it's like, well, all credibility for this person is out the window.
Just, like, be quiet.
Yeah.
Like, hide. Go into hiding. That's what I would do. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm digging the deepest, deepest hole and tunnel, and no one's ever seeing my face again.
No. No. Question. I didn't read the whole thing, but did she come out with an apology? And
yes.
Oh, okay. A statement. I'm not saying this makes
I don't know if
better.
It was a statement. I just looked up. There was someone who was live tweeting what she was saying to the judge.
Got it.
And she was acknowledging the harm that she caused.
Okay.
So, you know, 6.5 years. That's a lot. And then I think she'll also be on probation when she gets out. So she will obviously no longer be on Housewives.
Yeah.
But then in one of the tweets, again, do not quote me. This is just what I saw. She said she was going to work hard to pay restitution. And the judge said, how are you going to pay back X amount of millions? Are you still on the cast? And she said, yes. So I don't know.
Interesting. Is that a deal breaker? Do you know, as a Bravo insider, is that a deal breaker? Because, like, this is a genuine question. If you go to jail.
This has never happened before where someone, you know, Teresa Giudice, hers was different, though. Hers had to do with, I believe, taxes or something. And she was kind of collateral damage for her ex-husband's doing, right?
Okay.
But this is like you knowingly, like, stole from the elderly, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a character flaw.
Right.
But I don't know that because.
We'll see. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All I know is she was not welcome at BravoCon.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
So there's that. Let's talk about your holiday. I had to get the Bravo news out. I'm sorry.
Wait,
it was
hold on.
So good.
If while we're talking about Bravo, you don't want to, do you want to touch on?
Oh my gosh, the trailer. Oh, yeah.
When is she getting? I'm like on pins and needles.
I was just so excited to talk about, like, all of these things that happened.
Yeah.
With Bravo that, like, I forgot about. Vanderpump Rules. This trailer.
Vanderpump Rules season 10 trailer dropped today, which is Monday. So it means dropped 2 days ago.
Season 10. The trailer was fantastic. I thought it was amazing. I feel like season 10 really saved my soul. Because I was just coming out of my relationship and Vanderpump Rules got me out of the house and somewhere to be and to focus on my friendships and hear what they've been going through. And it just took me out of the shit. And I talked to one of my producers the other day, and because I cry all the time, like, I started crying to him and I just let him know that this season, no matter how it turns out for me, like, just filming season 10 saved me as a person. I felt like it was the first time that I didn't have to be afraid to talk about things that I've so desperately wanted to talk about for a long time, and just how tired and exhausted and terrified I was in my old life. I just didn't want to deal. And even though it was an intense season on many levels for everybody, you know, the Toms trying to get their bar open, Katie navigating a divorce, and everyone just had something that they were dealing with. And even though for me, my life was heavy, Vanderpump Rules brought me some light. Not, and I don't want that to be misconstrued, saying that everyone else's pain and struggles made me feel happy, because that's not what I mean. It made me lose myself.
Yeah.
For a moment.
That didn't sound, I didn't take that any other way than like what you said. It saved you. I could tell just by being around you, like for a moment, and no matter what you were going through that, for that moment, when you would go hang out with your friends or do whatever, you could focus on that. Even if when you came back and the cameras were down, you started getting in your head again or overthinking or just thinking about certain things happening. I loved when you started, when cameras picked back up and you guys were back, because I was like, yes.
Yeah.
This is it. Do you think it accurately, do you think the trailer accurately reflected or reflects the season we're about to see?
I think it would make you excited to watch. Right. I mean, nothing could like prepare you for what the season holds. And I'm well aware, just because I filmed it for however many months, that I'm going to have moments of being a hypocrite, moments of being lost, moments of projection. I project left and right onto people, like wanting to like save. Let me save you. Let me project my shit onto you so that I can help you not end up like me. So I don't know how it's going to come across, because I haven't seen the final edited season. I don't even think they're finished editing yet, obviously. Yeah. But I'm excited.
I saw it and I was like, yes, they're back. I'm very excited. I can't wait to watch. There were just like glimpses, because you guys know I've heard about most of this, but I haven't seen it. Most of it. So there were glimpses that I've heard about that I was like, oh my God, this is even better than I expected. I'm so excited.
I'm so February excited 8th. Too. February 8th. I can't fucking wait. Okay. I'm just like ready, because even though you film it, you never know what's going to be like on the cutting room floor. Right. You know, where they're like, this may be interesting to you, but to no one else.
Right.
You know?
It's gone.
And because I'm me, I'm like, but everything I do is interesting. And we should all feel that way.
Yes.
Everything that I do in life, all of us should say this, should never end up on the cutting room floor. Because we're all just that fucking interesting.
2023 mantra.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
This holiday was so spectacular.
Tell me about your holiday.
I didn't even know, like I posted some things on social media, but I wasn't looking through DMs, which by the way, I turned off my DMs. I'm not accepting DMs anymore.
Really? You also changed your name.
That was not intentional.
Oh.
They kept asking me to link it to my Facebook. When I say they, I mean the robot.
And you didn't ignore?
I kept pressing ignore and then they kept asking. And I was like, fine, fuck, link. So now my name is on there.
Okay.
But I didn't change it. I'm trying to get it off. Can you do that?
Oh, that's so funny because I could get it off, but I saw it and I was like, power move. She's like Lauren this year. Yes, bitch. I had no idea.
If people could say my name correctly, I would have no problem being Lauren.
Oh my God, that's funny. Okay, so you...
I didn't look at social media. I was just like in the clouds. I was just enjoying my moment of just being with these people that I love. And my friendship with Brock and Sheena has gotten like unbelievably close.
I love that.
So they had us in Palm Springs. And just like watching Ocean run, like she's just so freaking magical.
Yeah.
Everything about her, like I don't. Yeah. Like, who? I look at her and I'm like, who are you? Where did you come from? You're like pure joy in this world.
She's a miracle baby.
She really is. She's just like a treasure. And anyone who doesn't get to meet her, I'm like, you're missing out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to watch her play with Summer Moon and it just for the first time in years, it felt like it was the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, surrounded by people who are just like, it was just love and food and like laughing and just forgetting anything and everything that we've been through and struggles that we may have. We're like, we'll pick them up when we go into next year. Let's just take this moment and live. And that's what I hope everyone's holiday was like.
Well, that's beautiful. I'm so glad you got to experience it. Because just seeing what you posted on Instagram, first and foremost, I knew you were going to Palm Springs. And I was like dying watching Ocean and Brock. There's something so just special about, I think, her having Easton and Brock and all these like wonderful, yeah, strong men in her life. But you were active beyond just Palm Springs. I was like, they are out and about and just like living their best lives. And it made me really happy.
Well, Sheena told me, she was like, I want you to start like doing things. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to start living your life. So I've started saying yes rather than no. And I don't know if it's the timing with Sheena and I. I don't know what happened, if we have grown up. Whatever it is, I'm just relishing in it because I like the person I am when I'm around her. And I don't know if it's motherhood with both of us. There was something after Will and Elaine's party where I just felt like we were constantly doing things, like going back down to Newport to see the boat light show.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was like, do you want to come to a football game? Do you want to come do this and that? And it's just fun. And it's fun to watch Summer and Ocean together. And Brock is such an incredible dad. And there's so many people that were like, have you apologized profusely? I'm like, yes.
First off, you did when he was the podcast.
No, every time I see him, I say, fuck you. Here's my kid. Fuck you. Put my kid on your shoulders.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah.
The past 2 years have been humbling, eye-opening, all of the things. And the fact that, like, Brock and Sheena could find it in their hearts to forgive me that my presentation was not great. I think that it speaks volumes of the people that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and Erica are like the cutest little friends, which is Sheena's mom.
That.
I just really am enjoying the hell out of this time in my life.
As you should, like, relish in the moments where you're sitting there and you're looking around and you're surrounded, like you were saying about Christmas or the holiday, surrounded by people you love, everyone's laughing, there's food, and for a moment it's just like, this is like happiness. This is fucking
pure
heaven.
Joy.
It's pure joy. Yeah.
And going into 2023, I felt different. I was like, I will no longer live in a fog. You know, that's not, you're nobody. If you're not adding to my world, if you don't come correct before 2023 happens, you're being left in 2022.
Bye.
I'm not dealing. Yeah. I got a lot going on. You got a lot going on. And if we can't manage to make it work, like, that's what it is.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited for this year. And I'm so excited for your energy going into this year. I mean, already, like I said, we're nine days in. And I'm like, your schedule's filling up. I'm like, yes, this is great. This
keep filling it up, Jess.
No, it's amazing.
We got money to make. We got money to recoup. You know, I look at the past year and some change and I'm like, wow, how am I surviving right now? It's so weird. I'm telling you what, that's believing in the universe. Mm-hmm. I've started doing holy work. This is what I wanted to tell you guys about. So before the new year, before the holiday, I called a friend of mine who has been sober for 18 years. I absolutely adore the person she is, but the way she practices her program, because there's no, I always say this, AA is not one size fits all. Everyone practices their program differently. And they always say, you know, surround yourself with people who have what you want. And that means just in life, but they say that in the program because you want to be around people who practice the program and you go, I want what you have. So my friend, I want what she has. And so we go to dinner before a meeting and I just like, I lost it. And I told her where my head was, where my heart was, because we get on the podcast or you guys see me on social media and I really try to keep it uplifting and like, I'm always okay. But there have been many moments where I'm sitting here going like, I'm gonna break. Like, I cannot do this anymore. So I had a conversation with her and she just like made me see the light. And I know that there's a lot of people who this will resonate with, where you sit down and you go, I can't live this way anymore. Like, I have to change. Something's got to give. And the only thing I have control over is my perspective and how I'm going to handle it. So she tells me, you know, gives me words of advice and encouragement. We go to the meeting. The speaker's absolutely unbelievable. And the next morning is when I started, I call it my holy work. And I basically wake up and meditate and pray. And that I look at the clock and I'm like, wow, I've literally been like begging to God for like 30 fucking minutes. Yeah. So I do that whole meditation and prayer, just asking him, whoever him is to you. It could be a man in the sky. It could be a freaking tree. I don't give a shit. As long as you feel like it's more powerful and greater than you, like, that's all that matters. And after that, I read from the big book and then I journal, and it's almost like a manifestation. It's not like, dear diary, today this happened. You know, it's in the morning and I put in there what I'm going to do and what my intentions are. And I'm feeling weak right now, but I'm not allowing this to take over. I'm laying my shortcomings in front of God to take over because I'm incapable of handling it. Mm-hmm. I need someone else or something else. And I have found that that has worked wonders.
And so you journal and you said it just feels amazing. Does it feel like a purge?
It feels like a purge and it sets the tone for my day. And there are many times where during my prayer, I am fully like sobbing uncontrollably.
Do you put on music or anything? Or
during the meditation, I'll put on like
soft
like spa music. And then here's where I'm going to share this with you guys and you're going to think I'm insane, but it's okay. I take my sage and Palo Santo. And I listened to this song. I think her name's Lauren Daigle.
I God.
Yes. The song Trust in You is what I sage to. And then I light my Palo Santo and I listen to Break My Soul by Beyonce. And I'm telling you what, when I step into the streets, you can't fuck with me. I'm like, I have cried all morning. I have danced my ass off and I have saged in Palo Santo. You can't fuck with me.
I love that. She's an incredible singer, by the way.
Yes.
She has the song You Say. Have you ever heard it?
No.
I think it's a Christian song, but I don't know if she has a Christian background, but that's where I was introduced to her.
I think she has a Christian background because Trust in You is talking about God. By the way, please do not let me turn you guys off of Holy Work by talking about God, because no matter what it is, I always say this, just something more powerful than you to just lay your shit in front of that is too much.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Mm-hmm. And it could be any song that you want to just like, anything that makes you inspired. There are days where I listen to Flight 187 by 50 Cent to get me in the zone.
As you should. Well, that I think that's incredible. And I think anyone who wants to try it should, because why not go into 2023? I've started manifesting. I told Have you that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You told. Wait, yeah. Tell them what you're doing.
My manifesting is. You know,
didn't someone teach this to you?
Yes. I got Lala this manifestation book. It's the same one I've been using. And I saw this. I'm so sorry. I forgot the username. But I saw this girl on TikTok. And her name is Laura. G-A-L-E-B-E. And it is, so it's on Amazon for like $11. And she tells you in the beginning of the book how to do this manifesting practice. So basically, you guys, what it is like you write, I don't use the planner part of the thing of the manifestation journal, which is like the timing and stuff. But you basically just write it as if you're living your dream life. So every night I'll go into the journal and I'll be like, today was amazing. We did this, this, and this, which if someone looked at it, they would think I've lost my mind because we didn't do that at all. But you're writing it as if you're living your dream life and like in work, in relationships. So it's like whatever, like Kyle and I just bought our new house and we're so excited, like anything like that. And you just write like that and it changes your mind. It's like, because what she says is your subconscious, think of it as a GPS. So when you type in a destination to your GPS, it knows where it's taking you. But you, as the driver, don't see where it's taking you. You just see where you're at in this moment. So if you train your subconscious to think like, I'm powerful, I'm successful, and you have these affirmations and you're writing about like your dream life, subconsciously, you will start to go in that direction. You'll start to say yes to things too that maybe you weren't going to say yes to, because subconsciously, your body and your energy know, okay, this is the direction we're going.
Does that make sense? I love that.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying it. Worst case, I mean, like woo-woo, sure, but like worst case, it just like puts me in a good mood I manifest at night and then I wake up and I'm like refreshed.
I don't know. I fully believe in manifestation.
Me too.
I've been manifesting since the time I was a little tot.
Yes.
Have you know?
Just like talking about your dreams and stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say them out loud. Like, this is what's happening in my life.
Yeah. So I love the 2023 of like your holy work, manifesting, just like, let's be kinder. Let's be more successful. Let all the good things this year, you know?
I do know.
Yeah.
I always say the mind is a powerful thing, right?
Yeah.
If it can take you to a dark place, it can certainly take you out of it. Now, when I say that, I obviously always say we should take advantage of science whenever possible, if that's what we need. I'm not saying that you can talk yourself out of anything.
Right.
So let's put that out there. But you guys know, hopefully, what I mean. So, wow, I've gone from crying to laughing to fuck you, bitch.
Oh. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress no glue manis and Impress no glue press-on falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I kind of like this. We started light with Housewives. We went into the holiday. I want to talk about, do you watch Real Housewives of Potomac?
No, I just started Miami, Lala, and I was like, okay, this is fucking everything.
But let's now talk about Miami since you know.
Okay, okay, I'm not.
What are your thoughts? Are you caught up?
Okay, no, I'm not caught up. But here's what I think, just overall thoughts. There's something so just like, I don't know the word. In my head, it's bougie or like fabulous about this cast that I don't
epic.
I don't feel with any other of the housewives. Granted, I love all of the housewives for different reasons, all of the different cities, but there's something about Miami where I'm like, we're just like on a different level.
And I like all of them.
I'm obsessed.
There's not one of them that I'm like, oh, you're kind of annoying.
I love them all. I could spend, and this is just probably my own personal shit, 45 minutes talking about how much anger I have toward Lenny. But I'm not going to get into it.
He's such a square. I'll tell you who's a bigger square. The bitch fucking him.
I haven't even got into the, because there's, it's like footage of her in the club, right? Lisa Hochstein?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't gotten to that, but I'm just like, you don't want to know why too. I think I had this thing in my mind where I'm like, because I'm watching this current season, but I haven't watched it. I didn't watch last season, where I was like, oh, and this is so fucked up, but I'm going to admit it. I was like, oh, people are saying certain maybe things about Lisa where, well, she's not the nicest either. And I'm like, oh, so I had this preconceived notion of that, like she was a mean girl or something. And maybe she is. Maybe whoever's listening.
No,
is
she's
like,
not. I've spoken to her. She's so, but, oh, she's my so God. Sweet.
She's darling. Like, I'm watching
and
I'm
she's
like,
freaking hot.
She's hot.
You're like, he's an idiot.
She's trying to like, she just seems like a great mother. A beautiful wife is what I can see on TV. And I'm just like, you are so dumb.
He's Lenny, so dumb.
You are so, anyway.
And they say, I think the girl was like, we bonded over getting divorced. I was like, that's all? He's like 100 years older than you. What are you doing with this blockhead?
Either way, I love the cat. So you tell me your thoughts now. Well, or talk about Potomac, because I guarantee there are so many of your friends on here who are like, Jessica, shut the fuck up. Lala wants to talk about Potomac and so do I. So yeah. Get in.
So we've all come to the conclusion on Miami that Lenny's a square.
Yes.
All right. I'm glad that we could get that sorted out and we're all in agreement. And that's me putting it kindly.
Right.
I could have a heyday with this guy.
Ugh.
And the girl.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Ugh. I look at this bitch and I'm like, you are truly pathetic.
How old is she?
She's like 12.
Okay. Is she
26?
She's 26?
Yeah.
Is there any part of you, because I haven't seen anything with her yet, only like I'm not into it, like the episodes far enough. Is there any part of you that's like, oh, you're so young and lost. And in a few years, you're going to look back at yourself when you're not with him or when you're in an unhappy relationship or whatever.
And you mean when she gets older too and he realizes she's getting older, that means I'm older. And to make me feel less older, I need to go back to dating a 23-year-old.
Right. Or whatever. When she finally wakes up and she's like, oh, I've got it. Is there any part of you that's like, how sad? Or is she just kind of rude and catty and mean?
No one knows her.
Oh, okay.
We don't know her.
Yeah, I just like...
She's like the girl who posts like pictures on Instagram.
She's
yeah.
an Instagram
it's like,
girl.
Just be pretty and shut the fuck up. All right? No one wants to hear you talk. Everyone just wants to look at you. Just be a face. All right? Please, we're begging you.
Oh my God.
Stop doing interviews. Not a good look.
Oh God.
We want to hear Lisa. Okay. We want to hear yes, Lisa. And I we want to look at Lisa. Because she's hot and interesting.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't know why I have this like not even protective. There's something, a feeling inside of me that I'm like, don't fuck with Lisa.
Don't fuck with Lisa.
Yeah, there's something about her that I'm like,
ugh. You know what though? We don't even need to because
she's a bad bitch.
Well, these internet homies.
Yeah.
Oh, they're having a heyday with the lens.
Are they?
Yeah. Titty by lens is getting dragged left and right. For real.
Oh my God.
Potomac.
Potomac.
So Potomac, the main storyline is Candace, who has a fantastic voice, and she also she has a song with Trina.
Okay. Bad bitch.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Queen of Miami.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Her husband, Chris, who's amazing. Everyone wants to come and say that he flirted with me. He flirted with me. But it's so epic. Because he's such a good dude, right? But yeah. Everyone's saying, like, he was a little too friendly. So they'll do flashbacks. And it'll be the girl, right? The girl will be saying in real time, like, he was flirting with me at that party, looking at me all weird. And then it'll do the flashback to the actual party. And it'll be like, Chris not looking at so-and-so. Chris not looking at Mia. Chris not looking at blah, blah, blah. It's like so
the editors are killing it.
The editors are killing it. And that's, like, the main focus. But it hurts my heart and soul because I know what it's like. Chris doesn't deserve it. It's like actual footage.
I need to put a face like, to this. Her, it's Candace and Chris?
Yes, but Candace is C-A-N-D-I-A-C-E.
Got it.
Candace okay. Dillard and Chris, I think, Bassett.
Oh, Candace Dillard Bassett.
Yeah.
Candace and Chris. Okay. So they're just like, are they doing it for any, why are they all going against Candace and being like, he was too friendly? Like, what's the problem? Oh, I know Candace.
Yes.
She's a bad bitch.
She's a bad bitch. And I'm telling you what, her one-liners and the way she talks about people, I'm like, I would never go toes with her because that mouth is a work of art. It was designed to be like the most beautiful vocals you've ever heard in your life, but you come for her and you're gonna be running away with your tail between your legs.
She'll cut you. With her words.
Yes. It's amazing to watch.
Well, now I need to watch Potomac.
She's calling like people Muppets and then it shows the picture and I'm like, oh my God, she does kind of look like a Sesame Street. Muppet. Is that what the Muppets are? Sesame Street?
Yes. Isn't okay. it? The Muppets. Sesame Street.
I think
yes.
so. But she's so damn funny. I'm like, the things that come out of your mouth, like, I wouldn't even know what to say. Yeah. I thought my mouth was crazy. No. This bitch has me beat by a long shot.
Oh my God. I can't
so
wait.
That's super good too.
Okay.
That's like, I would say like the main storyline aside from Ashley Darby getting divorced, but like wanting to buy a house with the person she's divorcing in an LLC and her family being like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's so calm. Like, if I could be like Ashley Darby, that would be a true gift because she's always so calm.
She is.
She's like, yeah, he cheated. I'm like, and? Aren't you mad? Cut him. Cut him with your words, girl.
That's so funny.
It's so good.
I have to.
There, I never met a Housewives franchise that I didn't like.
Yeah. On that note, who do you think is going to, I know we're going back to Beverly Hills, but I just want to ask, who do you think is going to take, I don't even want to say fill Rinna's shoes because it's probably not possible, but like fill that spot.
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
What makes me nervous is I think Beverly Hills will be okay because we just have so many people out here that could come in and maybe be a great addition. Salt Lake is the one that scares me.
Really?
Yeah. They okay. got to figure it out.
They got to figure it out. What would you think? This is so funny because I just saw it on like two little things, but now I'm running with it. If Paris Hilton took the spot of Lisa, or
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Okay. That's funny. I saw it and I was like, oh, interesting.
Wait, did they say that?
Oh, it was like on two memes. And
no,
so
I think you got to bring back someone who's like fantastic.
Oh, you think
like,
bring
give
back?
Me, yeah, like give me Camille Grammer. Give me Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, of course.
You know?
Get Lisa back.
Not Paris Hilton. Let Paris Hilton be fucking Paris Hilton.
Right.
And like cover her Instagram in glitter.
Right.
And just be fabulous and set, you know? Like,
yeah, go do your thing. Paris, because she
like be
she,
Paris yeah. Hilton, like she's so fabulous, and I want everyone like
yeah
do you
yeah,
get
yeah.
what I'm saying?
No, I do get what
I just
you're
don't
saying.
Like that addition, but then yeah. again they always figure it out.
Yeah,
Andy Cohen knows what he's doing,
knows what's
right?
up. Yeah,
when I have 500 successful shows, then you can listen to me. Until then, I'm literally just here to speak my opinion.
Yeah,
which is the equivalent of me bending over and showing you my asshole.
Oh my god, you are funny today.
Am I?
Yes.
That's weird because I feel so numb and
you
I
do.
Said I was gonna get out of the fog, but today's foggy. My mind is matching the weather.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I think.
And we're calling it a day early because I'm gonna take Ocean
yes.
to Sheena's house.
Okay.
Because again, I feel like myself because I have told you guys a million times and I'm gonna tell you a million more. I grew up watching sports. All day, every day. Mm-hmm. So tonight is the national championship with TCU versus Georgia. And fun fact, my mother's entire family is from Georgia, right? They're all from, they've gone everywhere all over the South now where they live. But her family's flying out for the game. It's at SoFi Stadium. And my great uncle, so my mom's uncle, wrote all of the rivalry books about the Georgia Bulldogs, and I believe it was Georgia Tech, the rivalry between the two.
No way.
Yeah, he wrote like big novels
oh,
on that rivalry.
Oh, that's incredible. Is it Go Dogs? Is that what it is for Georgia? Because I've heard Go Dogs.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's what it is. I don't
like,
know.
Like, you know how Alabama's Roll Tide?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. It's like bad luck or something. Oh, well, for oh. Georgia. Well, that's exciting. So your family's flat has flown out to go to the game?
Yeah, my mom's side of the family, like, cousins and things like that who I haven't seen in years.
Oh.
I haven't seen in years since I was a little child.
Yeah.
In like Savannah, Georgia at like a reunion.
Are you
going to
see them?
Yeah, I'll see them.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys already know by the time this comes out, but go Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah. And it's just girl time. How funny is that?
Oh my God. That's
just a bunch of chicks and the gays. I'm taking the gays. Logan and Leo are back to being besties.
Oh my God.
I knew
this
it was going to be a
great year. How did this happen? Fill us in.
They just kept running into each other when they were going out mm-hmm. and about because they would go to the same places. And Leo had come over to my house to drop off a birthday gift to me.
Okay.
This was back in September. And I could, you know, he was just wanting things to be back to normal. He said, I have a gift for Logan that I'm going to drop off as well. So that happened, whatever. They kept seeing each other out. And all of a sudden, it was just like they picked up where they left off. And I was with them this weekend. And now we have the Guzman chat back. It just feels so right.
Yay.
But
I
told him.
What?
I said, Leo, Logan and I have approval on the jobs that you get. Because I don't know what kind of cult you joined when you went and worked at that place. But I can't stand it if you're not with me.
Did he leave the job?
Yeah.
Oh, so he has another job. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would make sense.
He has another job. We went and visited him this weekend.
Okay.
They were being all sorts of gay and fabulous together and
Yay.
Like little besties, which makes me thrilled to my very core because
yeah.
that friendship ending was like someone like took out a piece of my heart.
Right. They were the Guzmans. I mean, it's one thing to have Guzman and wife, you and Logan. It's still cute and sweet, but like there's nothing that beats
the
Guzmans.
They're the
that
best.
That trio. Yeah. They're the best.
So, it's just a great year.
It's going to be a great year. I'm sorry it's been a an emotionally draining day for you, but for what it's worth, you're glowing.
I am?
Yes. Your skin. Ever since I came back from holiday break, you guys, her skin's been glowing. And I'm just like, oh my God, it was the facial, I bet.
The facial, and I've been having sex again. I know.
Sex and the holy work.
I said that I was going to do 3 months, but I've already given it up to this guy.
Okay. Let me ask a question, because we all finally got a teaser of You Know Who in the trailer. Is it with that guy?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's a new guy.
Yeah.
Cute.
I don't know how cute it is. Well, but I'm sure the skin is glowing for many reasons, including the PRP facial that I did.
The PRP facial, the dick, the whatever else. 2023 is going to be
your good. Eyes look a little tired, Lala, but your skin looks great. That's all that matters. All I need is a little Rodos.
It's a little, yeah.
Do you know what Rodos is?
No.
Stoner eye drops.
Oh.
That's how I knew. That's how I knew about Rodos, is because when I was a stoner,
yeah,
my boyfriend, who was like 6'4 and so freaking fine, yeah, always had Rodos, and it like singes your eyes. But
so it's not Visine, it's like a step above.
No.
Because I remember the stoners using Visine Extra Red or something in school, in high school.
Rodos.
Rodos.
Is where it's at.
You hear that, stoners?
Yep.
Get on it.
And then if I'm going to go out and about,
yeah,
I smack it with the Rodos, like right before I'm going to get in the shower. And then right before I leave the house, after, yeah, I'm glammed, I pop in the Lumify.
Back in the day, of course.
No, right now.
Oh.
I'm not a stoner, but I haven't seen a REM sleep in like
so
over a year.
So you use Rodos for like tired eyes too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just learned about it from stoners.
Got it. I thought it was like specifically made for stoners.
No. 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 It's made for just normal people who don't smoke weed too.
Well, that's why you're glowing. And Georgia's going to win tonight. Fingers crossed. Everyone's laughing if they didn't, because they already know, but
I know,
dogs.
Go dogs. All right, my loves, I hope you enjoyed this very all over the place podcast, but now I feel like we're all caught up. So I'm excited. I love you guys so much. I've missed you so dearly, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.